Welcome to the Credible Brand Podcast, where we sit down with successful small business owners who are celebrating a major milestone anniversary. Join your host, Lindsay Wigfield, as we explore the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, share stories of overcoming challenges, and uncover valuable insights on building a credible brand that stands the test of time.
Hi, and welcome to the Credible Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Wigfield. I've been doing social media marketing since 2009, so I've seen a lot of things change. Social media channels have come and gone, trends change. However, there's one constant strategy for social media that works every time. Every channel, no matter what new feature is rolled out or what tweaks are made to an algorithm. And that is, putting people in front of the camera drives engagement, connection, and ultimately sales. This is the premise of my package, The Approachable Brand. It's a social media presence that attracts customers and builds long-lasting relationships with existing clients. If you're interested in knowing more about that offering, visit wigfieldco.com. In this episode, I'm going to tell you a few ways that you can create authentic social media content for your business using people. So first, let's talk about authenticity. The 2023 Merriam-Webster Dictionary Word of the Year was authentic, and while I absolutely hate it when other people pull a definition from the dictionary to start a conversation, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to pull a snippet because that's relevant to this show. We need to have a deep understanding of what it means to be authentic. So the dictionary describes authentic as real or actual, and also, quote, true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. I love that second definition, being true to yourself. And in this case, we're going to say true to yourself and your business. In order to be true to yourself and your business, you need to know what kind of culture you have created and how you want to portray that company culture on social media. So take a moment to think about what's important to you and your business. Do you already have values written somewhere? Are your employees your company's biggest asset? Is your expertise the company's secret weapon? And then what we're going to do is we're going to take that and we're going to turn it into social media content. So here are a few ideas for how you can incorporate your employees or yourself, if you're a solopreneur, into your social media content. So number one, new hires. Introduce new team members by sharing their background, what they bring to the team, fun facts to welcome them or introduce them to the community. You can do this if you're a solopreneur by featuring contractors that you work with. And also, every once in a while, do an introduction yourself because people might not know some of the stuff about you that is the most important to working with you. Number two, employee anniversaries. Keep track of the work anniversary date for your employees and do something special for them on that date, especially if you have someone that's been there for 10 years, 20 years, like a really long time. They've given a lot of their life to your company. So recognizing them, maybe it's like a small gift, maybe it's, you know, taking them out to dinner or something, doing a celebration at the office, whatever it is, make sure that you do something to celebrate them and also take pictures and remember to take video for social media. You know, being authentic doesn't mean you have, you know, all of these setups for a photo shoot or a formal video or something like that. It's taking what's going on behind the scenes and putting it out online. So an employee anniversary, you're having a company celebration, getting them cake or something, get some video of that. Interview them and find out how things have changed since they started and what their biggest takeaway is, something along that line. Make it different and unique. Number three, employee birthdays. If you decorate their desk, maybe you're, again, having office cake. I guess I'm kind of obsessed with cake, but anyway, whatever it is, snap a photo, video, celebrate, show happy employees, show people having a good time and what it means to work with you. Number four, employee insights. So if your employees are the ones that are actually out there in the field, then they're interacting with customers and they're probably receiving a question or certain questions again and again and again. And it would make excellent social media content if you captured those questions and that employee answering it and had it in a way online that more people know the answer without having to look it up. There are also questions that people probably don't know to ask, but then we'll see the video and be like, yeah, that is a good question. I didn't know that. So getting the right answer out there, employee insights. Employee certifications. If an employee recently achieved some sort of certification, maybe they got their degree or another accomplishment in their area of expertise, share that on social media too. Even if it's not in the same industry, maybe they got some like nursing degree and they're in plumbing or something. I don't know why they would do that, but recognizing them and showing that they have a life outside of work is also meaningful. CEO insights. So this is about you and what do you want your customers to know or potential customers to know? What's going on behind the scenes? Is there stuff happening in the industry that's making it hard for you to get supplies? Is it, you know, do you want to articulate how, in a nice way, how you're different from your competitors without necessarily knocking your competitors? I wouldn't do that, but explaining how you're different from the competition in a positive light. That's a good opportunity for a video. So CEO insights. Number 7, company anniversaries. So this is a big one for me. You all know that I have done several episodes on leveraging your company anniversary for maximizing brand visibility and brand awareness. Keeping track of how long your organization has been around. For these milestone anniversaries, you could do a special campaign to really generate that positive talk, that positive word of mouth. And you have to remember that not just your customers, but your community wants to celebrate with you that you have a business that's been around for 5 years, 10 years, or whatever. So they're going to like your post. The algorithms love it when other people engage with your post. They're going to start showing it to more people. And that's kind of how you ride the wave here of authentic content. You're getting other people to engage, and then that maximizes how many people are being shown your content. And then more people engage, and you just kind of, again, ride that wave. Awards or recognition for your business or yourself. Has your business been recognized as a great place to work or providing excellent customer service? This is an opportunity for a steady stream of social media content, repeating that award at least once per month. So do it from a different angle, but perhaps you have a picture of you with the award, and then the next month you're explaining what it means to the company, and then the next month you're explaining what it means to the customers. So you have different images and you have different takes on the same award. But I would use it for the full year. I mean, especially since awards usually are only given out once a year and it's an annual thing. So post about it every month. Why not? Get the most out of that. Number 9, customer testimonials. So it can be hard to get a photo or video of a customer testimonial. It's probably more likely that they're going to say yes to a photo than a video. But if you can get it, this is amazing content because it's your customers saying how great you are rather than you saying how great you are. So it's a little bit more trustworthy in the eyes of the person watching, but customer testimonials are great social media content and a great way to get a face on your social media pages. And last but not least, company stories. So this is a little bit trickier, but you're going to always be listening for stories that would make great social media content. So at meetings, what sort of questions are being asked? Was there a story that your team member helped someone who was in a unique situation? These are great ways to really build that connection with your audience because people tend to remember stories more than they remember facts. So in the talk about the awards, while it's like good to talk about that you're the place to work or best employer in the area or something like that, it's really the stories about how you're the best place to work that would drive that home for someone watching or that keep people interested in listening because they want to know the end of the story. So if you can get, in that instance, an employee talking about how when they were having a hard time, you know, the company gave them grace, that's more meaningful than actually any award. Hearing those stories is very meaningful and moving. So you're giving the audience an authentic look at what's going on behind the scenes at your business, and you're doing this in a way that feels natural. We're not trying to have, we want to have alignment with the company culture versus, you know, having this disconnect of like we're putting out there on social media that we're all happy and we love working here. And we're really just repeating that over and over again about how great it is to work here. But what you're trying to do is actually like show it. And how do you do that? And kind of, again, finding different angles for these 10 items that I listed are good ways to get your employees, yourself, your customers in front of the camera, build that connection, create a brand that is an approachable brand so people want to reach out to you. People feel like they already have a relationship with you, so you're the first one on their mind when they need a particular type of service. There are many ways that we can create a social media presence that shows off your incredible team and builds this relationship with your audience. When you are ready to discuss a specific strategy for your business, go to wigfieldco.com, book a consultation with me. Until next time, may your campaigns be compelling and your ROI significant.
Thanks for joining us on the Credible Brand Podcast. Please visit wigfieldco.com. That's WIGFIELDCO.com. From there, get links and show notes pertaining to this episode. Send us an email at info@wigfieldco.com if you'd like to be a guest on a future show.